Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Know how it goes, shout out OCT. No rug, cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on some feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause I brought up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Ball alert, ball alert. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
OCT, what up?
Friday in the building.
Hey,
Philly
in the
hold
building.
On, bro. You just waking up, bro. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm
long, long night in the studio.
I just came from LA I came from LA to here last night.
Nah,
I had rehearsal. I got a show tonight.
Okay, you got a show tonight in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
All right. Please continue to like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page at Baller Alert TV. OCT.
Yes, man. Philly is in the building, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, you grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
Dad is a pastor.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people right now know you from, you know, God did.
Yeah.
You know, you hit the Grammy stage with the greatest, you know. But before all that, can you take us back to Philly and let us know where all that emotion came from? Because you got like an emotional sound.
Like you said, it come from church. Growing up in the church, and I'm Haitian too, so.
Okay.
It wasn't even like American church. How y'all think it's like Haitian church? So it's like emotional.
Did you call it, do you guys call it Haitian church?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Haitian church. So it's so much emotion in that music, in just that environment coming from where we come from. My parents from Haiti. You know what I'm saying? So it's just so much pain. Even how they sing, how they talk, how they pray, it's just so much pain. So that's where I got like the feeling of, you know what I'm saying? Pain, struggle, and that's how I got like my sound from, I'll say.
Now, how was it growing up in Philly? Did you grow up in a rough area? How did you grow up? Did you grow up in the suburbs or?
Nah, Philly, I grew up in the trenches. Like, I'm from Alderney, you know what I'm saying? So I grew up in Alderney, my grandma's house. It's just Philly, bro. It's like, it's normal to me, you know what I'm saying? Me growing up there, but it shouldn't be normal, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit, like, as soon as you step outside. So, but it was just rough, but I stayed like out the way for real.
You stayed out of the way by playing sports or was it music?
Yeah. But it was just sports and music. You know what I'm saying? So I just always knew what I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't, it was all around me, but I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Step my foot in it type, you know what I'm saying?
How did you come up with your name, Friday?
Two wise. My name, Friday, is my mom. I used to always see all my cousins, you know what I'm saying, on Fridays and shit. So I used to always bother her, like when Friday coming, she just started calling me Friday.
So they started calling you Friday.
Yeah.
That's like, what Friday, your family
Friday,
calls
yeah.
you.
My mom.
And why two Y's?
And then two Y's, just cause I didn't want to mix it up with the movie and shit.
With the movie and the actual day of the week.
Yeah.
So
you're the youngest of your mother's children, correct? Did any of your siblings have any influence on you to push you to do music?
Yeah, all my older brothers do music. My oldest, because my dad, like, he liked music. So he ain't force it. It was just like, kind of
American music or?
Haitian music, church. And then even like my dad, like he had us in the band. he would love, like, if we play for the band type shit. So it was like, all my brothers do some type of music. So I picked up off everything they did, me being the youngest, I was just watching them do what they did, hearing them, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I became, like, so good at a young age, you know what I'm saying, taking what they did in.
Now, I find it so interesting, you know, when you went to L.A. and was it you and your cousin who went to L.A. and was like, I'm just going to do whatever to get in this industry. Mm-hmm. Can you tell a brief story of that, about how you got into the industry?
L.A., me and my cousin and my brother, we went to L.A. probably like $4,000 or $5,000. Then we paid like 2 months rent. And then it was just like,
that was it? And you had nothing else?
It was like, because rent, I think the rent apart, the joint was like, $1,500 for like 2 months. And we had probably like $2,000 left. Like, let's just see what happened. You know what I'm saying? You know, coming from Philly, you look at LA like some big shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we get out there, we about to snap. You about to meet somebody to get more money. That's what we thinking. You know what I'm saying? So we was fucked up out there like end of the first month. I ain't gonna cap. So it kind of like taught me like, don't do nothing without having like a plan to it.
So what happened? Like, what happened after month two?
I stayed there. The rent was due. Shit, we probably stayed like four months. You know what I'm saying? Like, behind rent, 2 months. And then, like, I remember they had like a Revolt Summit. Diddy had a Revolt Summit in LA. I was gonna go back home, but I like stayed an extra week to go to that Revolt Summit. I asked my cousin, let me hold 100 for the ticket. And then, like, they had like a little line where you could play music for the A&Rs. I played my music. Like, that was like the first time I met a nigga that could, you know what I'm saying?
Industry guy.
Yeah, industry guy that I could get money from, you know what I'm saying? Because he had like two, three artists. So I'm thinking like, all right, maybe I could write for him, write for two of his artists, maybe get a little check, you know what I'm saying? So I just went back home to Philly and just making music every day. That's when around the time I met my manager too, you know what I'm saying? And we just started building. My manager, Edgar, I just started sending him records, you know what I'm saying? That's when I started like writing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Producing.
Well, around this time, too, you formed a relationship with Timbaland, right?
Yeah, that was like probably like a year later. You know what I'm saying? Probably like 2020.
How'd that happen?
Through my boy, Danuzo. He a producer. And he been put me and Timbaland in the chat. But I was just like, I was going into the new year and I was just going through my contacts. And I text Timbaland and I was like, bro, let's work. You know what I'm saying? And we just started building. Like, I sent him like 10 hooks, and then he just was posting me every day on Instagram. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it just kept building my followers, and that's how, like, a big part of, like, producers and A&Rs gravitated to me more, too.
Is that how Khaled got to you?
Nah, Khaled got to me through my manager, Edgar, and my A&R, Eddie. When I started writing, I signed a publishing deal, and then I was looking for the person that I signed a publishing deal, she left. She left the label, the A&R, and I was stuck there, like, without nobody there. So I needed, like, a buyout. My manager, Edgar, met this guy named Eddie that worked at another publishing deal. He was like, bro, I'm telling you, Friday, that he that nigga, like, I just need you to buy him out. You know what I'm saying? We stuck here. We need a new situation. He bought me out. Right after that, I mean, God did. And then.
What year is this?
It's probably, like, last year, 2022, okay. Yeah. I made God did, and then Eddie had Khaled's number, you know what I'm saying? Him having his relationships, like, through the years. After I made God did, we sent it to him, and he just texted Khaled.
You caught my attention when you was on Lil Baby's project.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Was this before God did?
No, it's right after.
So it was right after. So you did God did, but God did didn't come out yet, correct?
No, God did was out.
Oh, did it? Yeah. When did you get the tattoo? The guy did tattoo
right after it came up. Yeah. Had to get it tatted. Changed my life.
Man, show it to the camera real quick.
Changed my life, man.
I'm sure it did. Yeah. How was it when you first heard it?
It was crazy. Like, I was crying. Like, I just knew everything was about to change because I've been an artist. I always knew, like, I was that nigga, but it's just like,
you on a song with Jay-Z.
Yeah, but
that's a hell of a song, dude.
But before that song, I only had, like, I was a nobody. Like, I had 3,000 followers just writing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even supposed to get that feature. You know what I'm saying? They supposed to. We like what you did.
No, you're supposed to, bro.
I am supposed to, but I'm talking about, like, how the industry work.
Facts.
You're not supposed to get it. We like how you do it. We're going to have somebody else sing it. That's how it usually work. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
But I just knew when that song came out, it's full Friday mode.
And Jay-Z did fight for you, did
it? Yeah, for sure.
That's fire.
He's like, I fought for you to keep you on the record.
How'd that make you feel?
Grateful, bro. Like I said, I was writing for like 2 years, but I always knew I was an artist. So as soon as God Day came out, I was like, all right, now it's time. It's my turn.
Being on that Grammy stage, and that was a Grammys, I feel like that went down in history because we had the celebration of hip hop, and it was just so many eyes on that Grammys night. Like, we had so many black people there, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
How was it, you know, being a part of something so special and then being able to be alongside Jay-Z at the table?
I remember they told me I was performing like 2 weeks before the Grammys. So I was like nervous as shit. Like, I couldn't even sleep. Like, cause I was like, I'm like, bro, I can be the one to mess up this performance.
Mm.
That shit. Yeah, cause this is probably like my second performance as an artist
ever
in general. Like, no, I performed a couple times like in the hood.
But I know what you're saying.
It's like my second big one type shit. So it's like, I'm nervous as hell. So,
but you look comfortable though.
Yeah, I was. I broke the nerves during that day. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Especially like it's a video on my TikTok. Khaled came to the my trailer. And he put the instrumental in my ear. That's when, before we hopped on stage. I don't know why he did it. Just probably check my temperature. Like, he brought all his people, put the instrumental in my ear to see if I was ready. And I started singing. It was like, you ready? And that's just how I went on stage.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK.com.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy Friday. You now tune in to the Baller Alert Show.
You really have been through a lot in a short period of time, which usually an artist, it takes them a longer period of time. But I know that can affect people mentally. Mentally, when all this was happening, where are you? Like, because it has to be surreal for you to have 3,000 followers, but then now you're on the stage at the Grammys with Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
So mentally, how are you dealing with this? Because I know your phone is going crazy.
Yeah.
People are calling you every day. You kind of still could be in Philly mode a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You still could be in that space that you were, a couple of months prior.
Yeah, facts.
How are you dealing with all of this mentally?
I'm dealing with it good, bro.
What did you do? Did you like talk to somebody or?
No, I'm cool.
Pray?
Yeah.
Mom, dad?
I'm a different guy. Like, I be chilling, bro. Like, you see me, like, I be chilling. So I got like a small circle. Okay. I got like family. I don't really like got friends.
Who do you vent to if you have to vent to somebody?
My family, probably my cousin.
Okay.
We know the cousin now.
You know what I'm saying? So, nothing this shit really get to my head like okay. That.
That's good, bro, because it can.
Yeah, it can. Even me, like, I don't really like industry shit. I don't really like, shit really don't excite me, bro.
Like
parties and shit, it really don't excite me. I don't want to be around these people like how other artists, like, yo, like, So I really be, I got a good mindset, good. Bro, that's and good. I just be chilling.
Going back in that time when you were around, you know, the Khaled's and all that, what was some of the advice that you were, that they were giving you?
Khaled probably gave me the most advice. He was just saying, like, the type of music I make. He was just telling me, like, don't be scared with this shit. Like, because, like, the way I came out, most people would have been like, all right, let me play the, like, the mysterious way. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the cool way.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what I'm saying. That's, you know, them artists that don't post much, don't show their face much. And I could have did that after a guy did in Forever. Could have been the, but Kylie was like, trust me, bro, like, show your face. Like, this music, you got get in front of the people. You know what I'm saying? Get on that stage, post every day. You know what I'm saying? Do live, you know what I'm saying? So that was like the biggest advice I got. And me going so crazy, like through the year, this past year, like going on stages, doing performances and getting in front of the people, making people feel me. It just took me up another level.
Also taking it up another level, I'm sure when that God Did check came in, your expenses went to another level.
Did you get
that
God Did check yet?
Yeah, that was a good check. Forever a crazy check.
What'd you do?
So the Forever with Baby was a crazier check than God Did?
Yeah.
Is it more so because you, the negotiation was, it was just you and Lil Baby, and then versus God Did with Khaled, Jay-Z, the whole nine?
No, it's, I got good, because I produce, so it's like,
okay,
I'm getting a good part of a lot, all my records, because I produce everything.
Oh,
I do.
So you're getting the producer check too.
The writer check and the artist check.
Can
you expound on that a little bit for the audience, why it's important to be a part of the writing process and production to get the most out of your art?
I mean, if you can do it, I would tell artists to do it, because it's a different type of a game you're playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing, all right, if I'm an artist, if you're an artist, you're really not getting a lot of money, like, unless you touring, doing shows, you know what I'm saying? All your money really going to the label, the people that you signed to, until you could get, you know what I'm saying? Until you could recoup that deal.
Yeah.
But me being a producer and a writer, that come with fees, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, boom, I want this. You know what I'm saying? That's an advance, you know what I'm saying? And even a writer, that's an advance. And even on the publishing side, it's just I'll encourage every person, just learn how to write or produce. It's more, way more money involved with it.
What was the, did you purchase something dumb that you was like, when you got the check, you was like, damn, I shouldn't have did that?
No, I ain't get out of character yet. I probably just got this, like a little starter pack. This is a little starter pack.
What's the baller starter pack?
It's a little starter pack.
The Cartier, the flooded Cartier.
Yeah, a little ring. Okay. I could have went crazier. I bought a house. I bought my mom.
Nah, that's what you posted. No, you did great, bro. Yeah,
niggas get the check. Don't buy their mama house. You see them niggas with the big Cubans and shit.
Facts.
Ain't buy their mama house.
So you bought mom's a house.
Yeah.
What else did you do? Did you buy yourself a house?
Nah, I'm chilling. I got apartment.
Did the baller starter pack come with a car?
No,
car.
I got a driver.
You got a driver. Okay.
Nice. No, that's balling too.
Yeah. If I go outside, I don't even go outside, bro. But if I do, it's with a driver, security and shit. But
okay.
Car coming soon.
That sound kind
of
smart.
I can, but it's like,
of course
why?
You can. You just bought a nice little house, got flooded. Now I see the jewels. Let me pull mine out. Let me pull mine out real quick.
Nah,
you
I
know
like
what I'm saying?
You got going on.
Who'd you go to?
My man Jacob Diamonds, New York.
Oh wow.
You know him?
Oh, let me put these up then.
No.
Nah, I don't fucking with you. I wasn't the wifey, but I'm just saying. I know you had to spend a nice little coin on that.
Mm-hmm. I spent a nice little junk. But it wasn't like,
so you saving your money basically, what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
You sound like a very smart, humble guy, dog.
Yeah. I am.
Can I ask you another question though? This is off topic. So we had Jessie Wu here. She's Haitian.
Haitian, I'm fucking Jessie Wu.
And she was talking about all the different races.
She said
races.
She's single too.
Sure.
Yeah. We was all talking about all the different Haitian rices that you guys have.
Nobody's seen Haiti. Haiti has like 20 different types of rices.
I'm after
trying. You can dili blanc, you can dili pois. Dili pois, you can say, you can pois vert, you can pois rouge, you can pois brun. Like, it's so many different rices that
talk
we
that
have.
Talk.
What's your favorite one? Because she named a
it's
bunch.
Dili jun jun.
Okay, she said that for sure.
Dili kole.
She said that too.
That's the two.
Them the two right there. So you agree with her?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm Haitian food.
Okay.
Yeah, like I was saying, she could probably make it for you
now,
since she's single.
I'm just saying, are you
she
in a relationship?
She cook.
I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause you know, she's not in a relationship. We can kind of, where my camera?
Hey,
we can make that happen.
That's Haitian. I don't know Jess, but you know what I'm saying? That's Haitian.
Hey, Jess, what's up? Yeah. We can, you know.
So you're saying if she can cook, then she pretty much got it?
No, I ain't even never look at her like that. I just look at her like, you know what I'm saying? Haitian sis, that's my dog. You know what I'm saying?
Haitian but sis?
That's how I looked at her.
Okay.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't much Haitians in this industry. So it's right. Like, when I see a Haitian, it's like, all right, what's up? That's family. That's how I looked
family,
at
her. Got
that's
it.
How I
got
looked
it.
At her. You know okay. what I'm saying? That's Haitian family.
He's talking in past tense.
But it,
what
it,
you
it
mean?
Could be.
He said looked at.
But something could be there in the future, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know.
We're trying to play matchmaker.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. So you said you're chilling. What does that mean?
Like, I'm exploring.
Okay, so you're single?
Yeah, like, I'm exploring. Like, I'm just chilling.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Couple situationships.
What do you look for now?
In a woman?
And what do you stay away from?
I stay away from a lot of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just looking for a woman that understand what I got going on. Like, could, just know what I got going on, what I'm chasing. That could see, all right, he focused. Like, you know what I'm saying? That helped me build what I got going on. It's going to help me build, mm-hmm. not bring me down or, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And what is your goals?
I got to make new goals.
Yeah, because like, I was going to ask you, do you feel like you accomplished all the goals you set out?
Yeah.
That's dope.
I got to make new ones. I ain't gonna cap, but probably like tour, do a tour.
What's your dream collab?
Drake.
Okay.
Drizzy.
That's not far-fetched.
And Tim's.
That's
great. Yeah, that's great. I'm too great. You might could get that together.
Tim's out the way. I'm looking for her. I want a song with her.
You sound very cultured, bro, but I can tell that's your upbringing.
Huh?
I say a lot of people sometimes aren't 100% really cultured and paying attention to themselves and who they are. I can definitely tell that you're a very cultured person.
Thank you, bro.
That's good. Now, Ron's here, so that means you're with Def Jam.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Right after.
What time for Ron Hurd?
That happened through my manager, Edgar.
So he facilitated the deal for you?
Yeah.
Edgar is a winner, man. He's just...
Yeah, man. Is that the gentleman that walked in with you?
Yeah, he be going hard.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Like, that was like, he been on Tunji ass, like, yo, signing.
One time for Tunji.
Yeah, he been on, like, you know what I'm saying, signing. And then we got the deal done right after God did.
So, okay, so you did Forever with Lil Baby. You wasn't signed then?
God did sign, then Forever.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Forever came out after God did. Okay.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy Friday. You now tune in to the Baller Alert Show.
So let's talk about the album Friday. Was it well received, or are you pleased with the outcome of it once it dropped?
Yeah, like it's doing more than I expected.
Okay.
I just wanted this to be my debut. Like, I'm just thinking about the music. I want to give good music out, so it went number two. Like the first. The next day, it was like me, SZA and me, and then R&B wise, and it's still going crazy. Right now, it's Diddy, SZA and me. You know what I'm saying? So it's sticking to the people, and like I'm charting more than like, you know what I'm saying? Music is speaking louder than me as yeah. like, it's bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even where it's charting, like charting higher than a lot of, you know what I'm saying? The mainstream that people that y'all look up to. So it's like, music is moving. That's what I'm more proud of.
So are you going on tour?
For sure.
We'll talk to us about that. We got details on that, anything?
No, I got no details. Couple details.
But you will be touring with somebody maybe in the future, or?
Most likely me headlining.
Okay.
Period.
So it's going to be your tour.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably look for an opener, and then we're going to go all crazy.
Can we get some Friday merch?
Yeah, that we working on all that too.
Because, I mean, the name is Friday.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Friday.
Yeah, for sure. We working on that, bro. Like, tour, merch.
Okay.
That's like the next step.
What's one thing that you felt like you really overcame that just when it happened, you was like,
Grammys performance, and then my album, probably my album. Even this album, it was pressure, like not pressure, but it was just like just getting through everything we needed to get through to make the album, and if finally being out, I could just breathe, like enjoy it. And received the love that it was getting. You know what I'm saying? That was like a moment. I'll say Grammys in my album.
Dope shit, bro.
Well, we looking forward to more Friday, more music. You know, I'm looking for this Drake collab because I think it's going to be lit.
Yeah, Tams too.
Yes.
Are you, like, who does Friday listen to outside of Friday?
Kanye West.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Really?
And Drake, Tams, okay. Burna Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I like a lot of Afrobeat artists too.
Okay.
Fireboy.
I love it, man. We appreciate you for stopping by the Baller Alert Show.
Yeah,
we don't
want to
keep you too long because we know you got to rehearse and all that stuff you got to do.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming today, too.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem, bro.
Before we get out of here, though, we got a pep talk with Friday.
Hey, my name is Friday. My pep talk is stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Keep going. Don't listen to what nobody say. Focus on yourself. Don't look around. Just look in the mirror and be in competition with yourself. Be a better you.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.